and it's Movember, and I found a mustache and dragged it in here, and it was attached to Dr. Trevor Winzowski.
Good morning, Corny.
Good morning. Hope I didn't tug too hard on that mustache.
No, it's okay. I keep mine very trim and, very in check.
They call that manscaping.
Yes.
When you trim it nice.
I tried to fade it as well so that it looks, accordingly.
That's some good manscaping.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah.
It is Movember, and of course, Movember, it's a fun month, but talking about a very serious thing, which is prostate cancer.
Yeah, and, when we start talking about prostate cancer, we have to realize that, we have a lot of men who grow the mustache, and we do this for many, many years, and it almost looks like someone has taken a magnet and stuck it underneath their lip and then take some metal filings and throwing it at their lip, and I think the more cheesy that it is, the more the awareness comes. My only concern with that is that it has to be tied with some lifestyle changes. And so in my office, we're a Maximized Living office, and the idea being is we're getting people to understand that they need to view and manage their health differently. And so if you grow a mustache for 20 years, every year, but you don't change how you live, you don't exercise, you don't eat properly, you don't manage your stress, you don't look at your posture. I mean, these things tend to build up. And lo and behold, after doing this for 20 years, what do you think they develop? Prostate cancer or some form of cancer. And I'm not making light of the awareness. I think the awareness is important. Mm-hmm. The study that was done last year said that there was some movement in men's behavior by virtue of the fact that guess what they do? Well, they'll go see their doctor. But beyond that, there wasn't much translation into changing their habits in terms of exercise or what they're eating or getting adjusted or minimizing how much stuff they put in and are on their body that's toxic. And so as a result of that, you're setting up this perfect storm. We know that movement is good. I was just reading a study and it says when you sit too long, you're setting yourself up for more types of cancer, whether it's prostate, colon, endometrial, breast. And so we need to move. We all know that exercise is a good thing. But unfortunately, somehow we base our health on how we feel. Mm-hmm. And we sit there and we say, I feel fine, so I don't really have time for that. I'll do that later. And what are we finding? Well, you know what? That later comes and our health only is going to coast which way? Up or down?
Yeah,
typically down. And it's not our fault because we think that if we feel good, we must be okay. But if you look at the World Health Organization's definition of what health is, it's optimal functioning of mind, body, and spirit, not merely the absence of pain, disease, or infirmity. So this whole idea, if I feel okay, I must be healthy. Well, let me ask you a question. What does cancer feel like?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Heart disease. Nothing. What about high blood pressure? High cholesterol? Are you healthy or sick? You're actually sick, yet outwardly, you hear this all the time. You know, I saw John or Bob last week, and he's got cancer. Can you believe that? He looked good. He never complained. And so we have to change how we look at how we define what health is and how we take care of it. And so, in our office, that's what we're doing. We're getting people to understand what's going on with their health and giving them strategies so they can live the life by design that they should, so they can reach their God-given potential. Because the fact of the matter is, you don't want to be going somewhere heading up and then saying, well, yeah, I'm here, and you really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Right?
A little early.
So that's the whole thing.
Well, too many times we only look at cancer when we have it.
Exactly. When does it become a priority? When does our health become a priority? When we lose it. Instead of saying, well, why don't we look at true prevention?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 97% of men are going to get prostate cancer. It's just like getting gray hair, like you. I mean, you got gray hair. I don't. I mean, my hair is silver.
Yep. Me and George Clooney both.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you?
At any rate. But we also have to realize that the vast majority of men don't even realize they have prostate cancer. All the testing, the PSA testing, that, again, we're looking for something, but inevitably, as they start talking about men over 75, it isn't necessary because they're going to die of other causes, likely not related to cancer.
Yeah.
My grandfather has prostate cancer. They wanted to do surgery. I said, well, hold a second here. He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
He's 96 now.
How much time are we going to buy him, and what's the point at this point?
Well, what are you going to end up with? Urinary incontinence, erectile dysfunction. I mean, these are serious, serious things.
Yeah.
So, it's not something you're going to die of. I'm not making light of it. But the fact of the matter is we have to make some changes in terms of how we live our lives.
Absolutely. And, prevention is so much better than cure. And now with the Maximized Living, where can they find this information at your office?
So go to www.drwinzowski.com. You can call the office, 326-5800. And if you're interested in finding out if there's something we can teach you, something we can do for you, again, instead of having the initial consultation at $150, it's going to be $20 for the rest of this week and into next week. Call the office, book. I have 10 spots. That's it. Okay, but the idea being is that these are spots that for people that want to make some changes, that are committed to changing their health. I want people to understand that you do have the power in your hand. You do have the power in your hand. There's five essentials, there's five things you got to do. It's just a matter of making some consistent 1% a day changes, and I'm telling you, you'll be healthier in a year.
There you go, Dr. Trevor Winzosi. He's got 10 spots open at $20, and you can contact him at his office. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.